Hello, everyone. I'm Ross Brown. It's time now for your VermilionCountyFirst.com news update here on this Monday, December 23rd, 2019. In the news for today, a woman and a young girl have died after a house fire in Champaign. Champaign County Coroner Dwayne Northrup said 49-year-old Leslie Gill was pronounced dead early Sunday morning after a fire the previous night at Sherwood Court in Champaign. Two other children, a 9-year-old boy and an 11-year-old girl, survived the fire. Firefighters found heavy smoke and flames coming from the home when they arrived. The house was fully engulfed, but the fire was put out in about half an hour. Firefighters went back to the neighborhood on Sunday to deliver smoke detectors to area houses. It is the holiday season, and Danville firefighters want to make sure the fire does not ruin your holiday. Fire Lieutenant Chris McMahon says while most people think real Christmas trees are the source of most fires during the holiday, that's not actually the case.
Candles. That's the number one reason for fires in around the Christmas time. That is the most common cause. Even though everybody's like, oh, the Christmas trees are going to catch fire and everything else like that, the number one cause is candles, burning of candles.
Acting Danville Fire Chief Don McMasters says one way to reduce the risk of fires over Christmas is to use LED lights instead of old-fashioned lights.
LED lights, when they're working, you plug them in, they're good. You don't have to find that one bulb that's out that's causing the whole strand. People are comfortable with what they have for lights, and people don't want to spend the money, and LED lights are a little bit more. But that'd be a huge difference if you do use natural, real trees. The LED lights would make a large difference as far as you putting them on it. That takes that heat, potential heat factor of setting that tree on fire out of the picture completely.
McMasters also says the use of cheap extension cords with space heaters is another common thing that triggers fires this time of year.
You want to maintain a suggested 3 to 4 feet of space around space heaters, all the way around them, not just in the front of them where the heat's blowing out, all the way around space heaters. You want to maintain 3 to 4 feet of any kind of combustibles. And then the other obviously being those inexpensive brown or green extension cords that everybody buys for $2 at the dollar store. Those are not designed for a space heater.
McMasters also notes that there are regular appliance extension cords that can be purchased. Some other safety tips over the Christmas period include: be careful with holiday decorations. Make sure decorations are either flame retardant or flame resistant. Keep children and pets away from candles. Check to make sure your lights are rated for indoor or outdoor use or both. Keep real Christmas trees away from a heat source. You can dry out the tree quickly. Check the tree's water level daily. If you're planning to host family or friends over the holidays, make sure they are aware of your fire escape plans. Show them where all exits are in your home, and make sure they are aware of your family's outdoor meeting spot in the event of a fire. In other news, the last-minute Christmas shopping rush is on, and Danville police are offering some safety tips. Police Commander Doug Miller says you should avoid going shopping alone if you can. Also, don't leave presents in plain view in your vehicle. Lock them in your trunk. Miller also had this tip for women who carry a purse.
If you do carry a purse, keep it around you. Wrap it around your body. Don't make it easy for somebody just to snatch it and push you down and run. But yeah, if you can just carry a wallet with your card, your driver's license, and a little bit of cash, try to avoid carrying large amounts of cash. You don't want to be an easy target. If that purse is open and somebody sees it, they just walk by, reach their hand in and grab it and go. And it may be the next trip or 2 hours later before you realize it's gone.
And if you do shop at night, Miller says you should park in a well-lit area, preferably close to the store so you're within camera range for the store's security system. And you might have seen Santa out making some early deliveries yesterday. Westville Santa Anonymous program makes those early deliveries to children in need in the Westville Unit 2 school district. The program has been around since the mid-1970s. And that does it for the news here on VermilionCountyFirst.com.